first question about discerning between sloth and torpor versus tiredness of the body.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you might be able to say anything about this technique of Mupurkian, of like read about it described constant movement.
Yeah.
And just wondering if you could say anything about that, and like if you've known people who it's effective for it, or if yourself or other practitioners have known it.
I never really developed it. I kind of played with it for a bit, but it was, you know, I never heard about it until probably was 25 months or something. So yeah, no, I know different people who've used it and found it quite useful. And I think it is an effective way of grounding oneself in awareness. So that there's that physical movement is, you know, because one of the things that of course is a contributing factor to sloth and torpor is the mind sinking in dhammas, so that physical movement, I mean the movement that it's how do you say, it's circumscribed, it's just sort of, you do a series of movements. Can't remember what it is.
Fifteen steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, first. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're doing that, it's hard to fall asleep. You know, which is really good. So that there gets to be a momentum of awareness, because there's some, you know, just sitting, eyes closed, you know, you've got reasonably comfortable in your sitting posture, and you disappear into dhammas. I mean, it's a very effective way of getting a momentum of, so that the emphasis is on mindfulness and